Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
It's a crazy time, crazy things happening all around the world, and I don't know anybody that gets up probably 5 hours before most people and digs into it, studies and researches, have the time to manage and be part owner of over 160 different companies
just
lived that world, you know, and works out the stuff that we've, you know, celebrated in, as business owners for years, just better.
Yes.
You know, plan your day the night before, get up early, work it out on paper before you walk it out, you know, in life. And it took that kind of lens to be able to look at the craziness that's going on in the world when a group called the World Economic Forum gets together and they roll out a thing called the Great Reset, and they're intentionally reshuffling the deck of cards that the whole world is based on to their advantage so that the masses have less and the elites have more, not just more money, because these guys all have more money than they could ever think about spending. It's more power, mm-hmm. more influence, more control. They just crush everything in their way. And it takes people like this to stand up to that. I actually wrote a book titled Great Reset versus the Great Awakening. And,
yes.
if you're kind of a part of that, if somewhere in this process you woke up, you looked at a prescription you couldn't get, or you looked at information you couldn't get, or you made what seemed to be a harmless Facebook post and you were controlled, mm-hmm. your thoughts are controlled, or maybe your child's coming home from school and they're sharing information they're getting and they're like, this is not what they taught when I was there. There's the foundations you're standing on are getting shook up and you're like, hey, we need a great awakening. Well, you're probably a part of that. We're going to break down some things that are going on in the world right now that are shocking and somewhat encouraging, mm-hmm. With the one, the only, from the Thrive Time Show, Clay Clark.
Yay!
Oh, yes! Well, I'm excited to be with you guys today. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you.
Absolutely. Well, like David said, you know, you get up 3 o'clock in the morning, you start studying, and if anybody goes to Thrive Time Show on Rumble, you're going to see just video after video of Clay where he studies, he takes clips, he puts this information out. We have learned so much from you, Clay. And something I wanted to highlight today, David was talking about the World Economic Forum. Well, somebody they consider the prophet is Yuval Noah Harari. And he's talking about finances, where he sees kind of money, exactly, right there, money going. And we wanted to your take on this. What exactly is he saying, and what are your thoughts? Let's check this out.
When I look at Bitcoin, as a historian, I don't like it, because this is a money built on distrust. The central idea of Bitcoin is basically electronic gold, that we don't trust the banks, the governments, so we don't want to give them the ability to create as much money as they like, so we create this Bitcoin. It's a currency of distrust. I do think that the future belongs to electronic money, but what we've seen over the last centuries is that it's actually a good idea to give banks and governments the ability to create more and more money in order to build more trust within society. So I'm not sure what money would look like in 20 years or 30 years, but I hope it will be a currency of greater trust and not a currency of distrust.
Okay, Clay, what is he saying here? Okay. What are your thoughts?
Let me break it down real quick here. I had this conversation last night with my children. So my wife is out of town right now at some sort of cheerleading event. And so therefore, my four kids are forced to listen to me pontificate about these subjects. So I'm explaining to them about the non-binary culture. Now, I'm going to look up some stuff over here. I'm not playing Tetris, but I want people to understand what I'm saying. So in the future, you're going to see non-binary genders. I think we all know about that. And if we don't know about that, Baphomet is the transgendered symbol of Satan. Baphomet, B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T. Baphomet is the transgendered symbol of Satan, aka non-binary genders. You're going to see non-binary money. non-binary money. Now, non-binary money, that could be scary if you have a mind that works. That's where you don't know how much money you have or don't have. So listen to this audio clip, just a brief audio clip here. And this comes to you from Gilbert Verdean. Nobody talks about Gilbert Verdean, but he is the CEO of a company, the founder of a company called Quant, which is rolling out the quantum quant.network. That's the new central bank digital currency system.
So money is evolving from a very binary thing, which is where it is today, to a very complicated, intelligent form of money, which we call smart money.
So it's non-binary money. And then if you look this up, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. I'll pull up the Bible verse so we can all see it here. 1 James 1:8 says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So quick recap again, non-binary money. Money that you don't really know how much you have of it because the money can be turned on or off based upon your adherence to their satanic globalist agenda. Non-binary genders based upon whatever their satanic agenda is, and then non-binary laws based upon whatever their satanic agenda is. So I'm going to give you an example of something that I love about David Whited, because Dave's right here, Stacey. So on the Reawaken tour, when we go to Detroit June 7th and 8th, we do the Reawaken tour. By the way, we have 187 tickets left right now.
Wow.
187. Wow. People can get those at timetofreeamerica.com. Whenever I say, hey, David, I'd love for you to speak, and could you speak between 8 and 8:15 or between 2 and 2:15 or whatever time you have a 15-minute slot, you guys always end on time with about 30 seconds to spare. You sincerely do that. And it's not a mean idea that the next speaker is speaking right on time. That's a binary idea. Either you're on time or you're not on time. Another example, airlines. I always take the first flight out. I surprised my wife on Sunday. I flew out to Orlando to surprise her because she didn't know I was going to come visit her. So I flew out there and I got on the first flight when I left Southwest Airlines first flight, because the first flight is very rarely late because it's the first flight. It's hard for the plane to arrive late because it's going to leave on time. So what I'm saying is, though, is there are certain people at the airport, we've met these people. They're running late to the airport, and they want everybody in front of them to hustle up because they're running late. And they can't grasp the idea that the reason why you're late is because you didn't leave early. What am I saying? We're getting to a place where the monetary system, it would almost be like the entire plane could be held up because someone's running late. But in their mind, they're not late. In their mind, the plane is early. You get the idea. So it's non-binary thinking. It's a thing where I could say something that's true and somebody could consider what I'm saying defamation, even though it is true. So I can say something on my show, on my social media, on my broadcast, it is true, but it is perceived to be defamation by somebody who wants to change the definition. So we have non-binary laws. You have non-binary money, non-binary genders. And then Yuval Noah Harari is wanting to introduce non-binary times and laws. So he is actually suggesting that we change the times and the laws. This is some wild stuff. So back to the root question here. He is distrusting of any type of monetary system that empowers the people. So if your listeners go to your precious metals dealer, I'm sure you can pull up the link there on the screen there. But when they schedule a consultation with Kirk Elliott or whatever precious metals dealer they go with, you're going to know, folks, if you have gold in your possession, because you're going to have it right there in your hands.
Right.
Now, if you put your money, if you buy precious metals and you do what I'm, if you do the opposite of what I'm telling you to do, if you go out there and buy precious metals paper, so paper that states, certificates that state you have precious metals, you'll find that you don't actually have the amount of precious metals that you think you have. So what we're doing is, Yuval Noah Harari, he's fighting back against binary money. Either you have silver or you don't. You have gold or you don't. He's fighting against binary laws. Either it's evil, it's pro-Satan or pro-God. He's fighting against binary genders, either you're a man or a woman. He's fighting against binary sexuality. He's openly pro-gay, lesbian. He's fighting against binary borders, either you're in the border, you're in our country legally or illegally. This man is pushing for a non-binary worldview.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Clay, with what he was talking about and with the Fed now live at this point, what is your thought on that? Can you talk about, because maybe there's listeners today that don't really know what the Fed now is and the significance of it going live last week?
Okay, so Jared Bernstein is the top economic advisor for Joe Biden, okay? So Jared Bernstein wakes up every day and is supposed to be thinking about how to make the economy strong. So let's listen to what he says just briefly, and then I'll break that down for you. Here you go.
The government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah. So a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, yeah, I guess I'm just, I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking.
He doesn't get it.
Wow. Okay, so. You think that's legit? You think he really doesn't know?
I've seen that several times. It's just baffling every time. I always make this statement about politicians, and these guys are, you know, non-elected, you know, bureaucrats that are put in positions. But most of them, like whoever you are right now watching the show, most of the people in charge could not do your job. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is you do for a living, as you're watching this and you're on your way to work or home, or you know, they couldn't do your job. They're the most incompetent, unaccountable humans on the planet. And I think that's why they rise to positions of power.
You're 100% correct. And I'm just going to make sure we all get this idea. So what happens is Jared Bernstein, okay, he studied it's a monetary theory. Okay. So he has a theory that he's wanting to implement. Okay. And it's not like I didn't come up with this. I don't sit at home at night saying, you know, gosh, I need to come up with a theory for what's happening to our monetary system. So let me just play this real quick here. This theory, okay, that exists right now, it's called the Cloward-Piven theory. I'm going to play this. Bear with me, folks. This is a theory being taught at Columbia University, okay? And so they need people to implement they need people willing to implement the Cloward-Piven strategy invented in 1966.
Here we go. Deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
You know, I talk a lot about a man named Jared Bernstein, and Jared Bernstein is the lead economic advisor to the United States government who advocates for losing the world reserve status. And he's written reports on it, dethrone King Dollar, et cetera. And, you know, by weaponizing the dollar and telling Saudi Arabia, the linchpin of the hegemony, hey, we're going green. Well, that set the ball in motion. And I always have said, I've talked about that with you a lot and on your show. But I've also talked about the things that bother me the most about what's happening in this country is the lawlessness, the open borders, the wokeness, the, you know, the questioning of the electoral system, of the judicial system. That's bothered me more than anything, because, you know, if this country represented what it was when you went to fight for it, I think we were united, and we could stand up to problems. We could fix this. We could get away from it. But when people look at what's happening in our country, all of the things I just mentioned, I think they wonder what the hell's going on in this country. Now, interestingly enough, Jared Bernstein, who I believe is the architect of the de-dollarization plan, the lead economic advisor of the U.S. government, graduated along with Barack Obama from Columbia University, along with Anthony Blinken, the current Secretary of State, former Attorney Generals Bill Barr and Eric Holder, and Madeleine Albright, former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. And I want to give a shout out to our mutual friend, Mark Moss, who kind of turned me on to this, opened my eyes to it, and it blew me away. Because all of these things that I've been lamenting over the past several months on gosh knows how many podcasts I've done and talked about it, there's the Cloward-Piven strategy that I'm like, oh my God, this is what they're doing. And it's about a man named Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. They were two professors who taught at Columbia University, husband and wife. And they taught a theory that outlined a plan to socialize America by overwhelming the systems with government spending and entitlement programs. And in essence, I'll just read a couple of the strategies. The primary objective of the strategy is to create chaos with the hopes of destroying America's capitalist economy and replacing it with a socialist system that guarantee what well, that includes guarantee.
Okay, so just so we're clear, their plan is to intentionally introduce hyperinflation and unsustainable government entitlements due to an intentional overflowing of our borders, overwhelming of the systems, and they want to destroy it to build back better. So they're intentionally throwing figurative lighter fluid on the economy and burning it down. That's the plan, is to burn it down. So that's their plan. And Jared Bernstein, the guy who we played there, played the audio clip of him, the video clip, he actually has advocated for removing the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. And he's the one in charge of the U.S. economy under Biden. So that's the actual plan. And so what's happening is, I don't know the percentage, guys. I don't know the number. All I know is this. I'll pull up a stat so people can look at this. This is a real stat. Let me pull this up. I'm going to have to hunt, Jimmy, just 1 second, doing a little bit of hunting. Almost done hunting. Stay on target. Still hunting. I feel like we're almost done hunting. People are getting bored as I'm hunting. They're tired of it. They want me to quit hunting. They want me to stop. Okay, I found it. Okay. So right now, the central banks have just the world central banks have just disclosed that. Oh, this just in. Oops. We forgot to tell you. We bought $24 billion of gold in the past 3 months. And what? So what's happening is the world central banks are going, we just bought $24 billion of gold in the last 3 months. So they're doing record amounts of gold buying. And there's a few percentage of the population. I don't know what percentage of the American population listens to your show, but it's about that percentage that's buying precious metals. I mean it. Seriously. It's less than 1% of the population. That is actually grasping the idea that these countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're all moving into a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. Mm-hmm. It looks to be announced in October is when BRICS will be announcing the full expansion, adding an additional 25 to 40 countries. So very, very few Americans, just your listeners probably, 1%, they're buying precious metals because they go, well, I should probably buy precious metals before the world converts to a new currency backed by gold. But most of the world doesn't understand this. So what the elites are doing, the self-proclaimed elites, they are taking right. their assets and they are buying precious metals and they're moving into Bitcoin and into this system where they feel like they have more sovereignty or more control over their money. And Yuval Noah Harari does not want anybody to do it. And so as the world's number one academic, as a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, he's now trying to set the narrative that anybody who's investing in Bitcoin and or precious metals must be a problem to the system. And that's what he's trying to do.
Wow. Okay. So how does a FedNow play into that?
Well, FedNow, there's Executive Order 14067, Executive Order 14067 that was signed by Joe Biden. And Executive Order 14067, I'm saying it because people should look it up. Executive Order 14067, it lays the path or it creates the – if you're building a road, this would be like bulldozing the trees to make room for the road. That's what Executive Order 14067. And Lael Brainard and Jared Bernstein. Lael Brainard, somebody out there says, who's Lael Brainard? She kind of reminds me of Khan from The Wrath of Khan. And that's probably because I have a psychological problem where I really like or hate that movie. I don't know. But Lael Brainard, let me pull up this video. This is Lael having a good time. Here we go.
I'm pleased to join you at the FedNow Early Adopter Workshop. Together, we'll be ready to launch the FedNow service between May and July of 2023.
Woo! Okay, so Lael Brainard, she is the 14th director of the National Economic Council, whatever that means. She and Jared Bernstein are obsessed with moving away from the dollar as the world's reserve currency. So FedNow is going to be pitched as the new safe and secure way to conduct transactions. And so that people don't freak out, a lot of countries are going to go ahead and keep their currency in name only. So we're going to move to a digital dollar of the Mexican currency system. We're going to move to a digital dollar form of the Canadian currency system. We're going to move to a digital dollar version of the Chinese yuan. We're going to move, you get the idea. And then what they're going to do is it's all controlled, though, by the same ledger. By the same, and there is a woman who just did an interview on ITM Daily. Let me pull it up real quick here. And her name is Pippa. I don't know a lot of Pippas, but Pippa Malmgren, she did a good – I don't believe Pippa's on our team, but she explained it out loud at what they call the World Government Summit. Here we go.
What we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy.
Okay. And then Yuval, he's talking about the nature of money is going to change. He's saying the same thing. This is Yuval Noah Harari. One more clip for you. One more clip.
The nature of money is going to change quite dramatically. The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically. Maybe the financial system will become so complicated as AI takes over more and more of the action that it will be just too complicated for the human mind.
And I'm not picking on you, Stacey, but I want to tell you something. Stacey, you're one of the most active listeners I know. So when you're listening, I know I can see it in your face. This is true. And my wife and I, because my kids are in cheerleading, sometimes we've had to sit through and listen to people that have non-binary worldviews explain their worldview. Mm. And when I went out to surprise my wife, Dave, I was waiting in the lobby to surprise my wife, you know? So I'm there listening to people who have a very different worldview than me talk. Mm. And what they're saying at no point makes sense. But then sincere people like your wife there, Dave, they're trying to like listen to this non-binary jackassery. And I'm serious. I'm watching it happen because they're trying to explain how the cheerleading score system is kept. So I'm watching this. This dad's like, so how do we know if we won? And this mom's going, well, it's based upon complexity. It's based upon how difficult it is. It's based upon the experience. It's based upon, it's like, so there's no score. And the other lady's like, no, there's a score. It's just a scoring system. And so the dad, and I'm just watching this, waiting for my wife in the lobby. He's going, so at no point are we going to know who won. I mean, we traveled all the way out to Orlando. Our kid just performed, and we have no idea if they finished last or first. And the lady's like, well, I think you could say that, but really you have to look at the risk of injury. And he's like, the risk of injury is like, you have to look, I mean, how dangerous is the routine? How safe is it? How experienced? The level of the length of it? How many flips? How many falls? How many? And the guy's you don't have a score. And he's like, no, there is a score. And he's like, well, tell me what the score is. I want to know, did our kid win or not? And she's like, I'm telling you, we're going to have to go tomorrow back to the ESPN zone to find out if you won. Why can't we know now? We just performed. I played basketball. And this guy had a few beverages, but he's like, I played basketball. You would know whether you won or not. You're telling me we have to go to bed not knowing if we won and if we even have to come back tomorrow to watch again. And she's like, sir. And that's how this monetary system's working, Dave. It's like where it's sincere people that are going, so how does the money work? And they go, well, you know, depends on who you voted for and how much meat you were eating, how many kids you had.
Yeah.
It's true. How much you travel on a plane.
Every air flight, when you go online to buy tickets, beside each price, there's also your carbon footprint number. They've quantified the carbon expenditure or whatever for your travel. You know, so once they track that and they connect, well, you've had this much meat, you've done. And for years, you know, like credit reports, if somebody, you have a Bank of America Visa card and on your card, if you purchased alcohol, well, that goes into your overall risk factor and does impact your credit report score. When you look at it and say, I've got a 720, I got a 786, I got a whatever you got, it's impacted by the purchases you make. They've on a micro level tried to do this in a way that's like, you know, using oven mittens to play Jenga. Well, now they've got full dexterity to track and manipulate the numbers that attach to what is Clay Clark's score.
Right.
Where do you rank in society? So
it's just crazy this is happening.
On your phone right now, I encourage everyone right now, you get a phone just this weekend. Okay. So this weekend for about 36 hours, I detached from my normal flow, went to visit my wife on the Saturday, Sunday, And so, you know, somebody, I met this person at the, in the lobby, and they were telling me about their thing and what do you do? What do you do? The whole thing. And they're exchanging contact information. And you have to put in now the pronoun that the person it's on your phone. When you put in a new contact, it asks you what pronoun they are. And if you choose not to declare a pronoun, that goes against you. I just want to be very clear. Like, this is what's happening right now. So this is what's happening. And so as we kind of move into a call to action with the limited time we have today, I want to respect your time there. I would just say, A, if you haven't scheduled a consultation to have a conversation about binary money, you know, do you own it or not? Is it physical or not? You really should reach out to your precious metals dealer of choice. I think you guys have had I know you guys have had a long-term relationship with Kirk Elliott. I encourage everybody just to schedule a consultation. If you haven't done it today, because I'm telling you, to quote Yuval Noah Harari, which I hate to do, the nature of money is going to change dramatically. The monetary system will become so confusing you won't even know how it works, really. That's wild. Okay, so you're going to have a bunch of Jared Bernsteins running around not knowing how much money they have. That's how it's going to be. Okay, second thing we need to know is if we're going to get involved, we have to do something. We can't do nothing. God asked Abraham to do something, Moses to do something, David to do something. There was nobody who was told by God,
Moses, this just did, do nothing.
Oh, okay. I'll continue doing that then. No. Don't stop doing something because I need you to do nothing. Just do nothing. Okay. That didn't happen. So what I would recommend you do is if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, we're just to 180 tickets left now. We've got Alina Haba, President Trump's attorney. Obviously, he's in court every single day. She's got a lot to share. She'll be speaking. Kash Patel, Trump's chief legal advisor, he'll be speaking. Eric Trump, Laura Trump. I mean, the whole lineup's going to be there. General Flynn, Mike Lindell. It's going to be a blasty blast in Detroit, Michigan. That's June 7th and 8th, the final confirmed event. We have 4 p.m. on Thursday. We're going to show General Flynn's documentary. 4 p.m. on Thursday. If you want to see General Flynn's documentary, 100% free. Friday, Saturday, 70 plus speakers. Again, you can name your price. And if you do use promo code FLYOVER, which I encourage you to do, you have a chance to win a backstage pass as we get down to those final 170 tickets. And again, the mainstream media likes to say you can't name your price, but you can name your price. I should know because I set the price. So you can name your price and you can go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And then finally, just the thing I want to tell you is you cannot believe the lies. And I encourage you, when possible, to ask God for discernment. As an example, I know multiple people that are from New Jersey that were in New Jersey that were telling me about the New Jersey situation. And they're saying, look, there's probably 70,000, 80,000 people here in New Jersey to watch President Trump, and all the bars and restaurants are full too. So minimum, there's maybe 90,000 people. And I'm at the
drone footage of it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And I'm in the lobby of this particular hotel, and on CNN, they're running, you know, mainstream media, they're doing headlines reporting on the event. And the way the media was shooting it and from the angles they were shooting it, you would think that nobody was there. Now, so I went to my phone and I go into the right side broadcast and I watched. And I thought, wow, this looks full. But on the screen right in front of me, I noticed that they shot it in a way to make it look pitiful, to make it look empty, to make it look like nobody was there. And that's what they're going to do right now, because the world is waking up. I would not say at the speed I wish they would, and maybe not about the issues I wish they would wake up to, but more and more people are going, you know, avocados are $8. That's it. I'm going Trump, baby. And there's people in my office and in my life who are longtime Democrats who've told me, they go, you know, the $8 avocado, the $4 gallon of gas, it's not a move. I'm going to be voting for Trump. And more and more Americans are just waking up to the basic concepts that Bidenomics does not work.
Man, it's true.
Clay, it's not a 50-50 split. We were talking to a guy this weekend, and he's like, I know the country's kind of a 50-50 split. In my mind, I'm like, it's not close. Mm-mm. It's not close. We're not 50-50 as a nation. We don't have red states. I mean, we don't have blue states. Every state's red. If you go county by county wins, we have blue cities, you know, in certain spots, specs. I know there's a lot of people concentrated in some of these places, but there's a swing taking place. I want to play a clip real quick, and I want to get your reaction to it as we wrap up here. I grew up with Lawrence Taylor being the number one best football player ever, no competition. He was at this New Jersey event that city officials are saying was between 80, 100,000. You know, that's the government. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And also, if you look at this on Twitter, the place was immaculate when all of these MAGA, you know, crazy people, when they left, it was clean.
That's good.
It was clean. You could see down the rows. They didn't leave any trash. It's unbelievable people. But I want to play this Lawrence Taylor endorsement real quick and get your take on it as we wrap up.
I just want to say, I grew up a Democrat. And I've always been a Democrat until I met this man right here. And I'll tell you what. He will not have to worry about nobody in my family ever vote for a Democrat again. Okay.
Don't you just love that guy? Don't you just love that guy? I tell you, it has been a very exciting day. You guys, not one person left here. You're still here yelling and screaming. So my word is, Wildwood, are you in the house? Now I can't hear you. Wildwood, are you in the house? Thank you guys for all your support. And how about a great shout out for Metro Exhibits, baby? We made it all happen, all because of you. Thank you.
Wow, that's a big deal.
You got a couple of Hall of Famers there getting behind Trump. And I think it's opening people's eyes in a really unique way.
Yeah, you know, I'll just say this is I don't view the world this way, but let me say this. As an entrepreneur, Dave, I'm always trying to view the world like my customer. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's a really important tip out there. If you own a business and you're trying to sell something, you think about it and go, how does my customer perceive my business? That's such a valuable thing. So I always try to just forget my bias for a second. Forget that I'm a Christian. Forget that I don't really care about what pro sports are about. And then just pretend that I'm the average person for a second. I know a lot of people, Dave, that really, really rise and fall based upon their team winning a game or their athlete endorsing a thing. And they get inspired by sports movies. They get rallied to go see a movie about sports. They want to watch the Super Bowl. They want to watch the World Series. They want to watch – nothing wrong with that. These people that really get into that. And so to have a athlete that was the best athlete of his sport for a decade who – beloved in the biggest city in America, New York, to have Lawrence Taylor, celebrated Hall of Fame linebacker for the New York Giants, to come out and to say that he once was a Democrat, but now he's not going back. That mm-hmm. is an unbelievable endorsement. That is so sincere and so strong. And for anybody that needs a little hope, which I do today, I'll tell you this. Years ago when Barack Obama, and I'll leave you with this, when Barack Obama was running for president, I remember talking to a man in my life who was very, very respected. I liked him a lot. And I said to him, hey, who are you voting for? And he said, Barack Obama. And I said, can I ask you why? And he said, well, because he's the only black candidate I've ever had a chance to vote for. So I'm voting for him. I said, are you aware that he's pro-choice? He goes, oh, yeah, he's pro-choice. I said, are you aware he wants to like radicalize our medical system? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, are you aware? And he goes, are you aware he's black? And that's as deep as the conversation got.
Wow.
And Barack Obama, for people that don't know, he got over 98, 99% of the black vote. So if you look it up, folks, don't believe me. It was like in the high 90s. It was like 98%. Some estimates say 99, some say 97, but you get the idea. I mean, it was almost 100% of the vote there. And it was just this, and think about the branding they threw at it, the celebrities. I mean, John mm-hmm. Legend was endorsing him. The mainstream media was like every night, the nightly news was a constant endorsement for Hope and Change, the whole thing. And now, when President Trump ran the last time, I don't know the percentage he got, but many estimates are saying, you know, he got double digit votes from the black vote and double digit votes from the Hispanic vote and a lot of Hispanic votes, actually. Well, now the studies, the research, the polling is showing that President Trump is doubling the number of certain minority voters, doubling. So wow. With doubling the number of voters, doubling. It becomes a little bit too big to rig. And that's the phrase that I would give everybody today to pray about, to think about, to put on your dashboard. Let's make it too big to rig, because I can't change the election adjudication system. I can't go in there. And I really have been frustrated that more has not been done. But I think if we make it too big to rig, that's something that we can all rally behind. And that's really my rally cry. I know that's yours as well. Between now and the election, we're doing everything we possibly can do here at the Thrive Time Show. I know you guys are doing it at the Flyover Conservative Show. I know at Elijah Streams they're doing it. I know many broadcasts, Mel Kay, Amanda Grace, I could go off listing them today, that are doing everything they could possibly possibly do right now to make it too big to rig. So I would just say between now and November, let's make it too big to rig. Let's get Trump flags out there. Let's not apologize for who we're voting for, because I think you're going to find that a lot of people are sharing that same sentiment with you right now. And I think we are seeing a tipping point with the average American voter today. So great job, Lawrence Taylor. I thought that was a courageous thing to do. I applaud Lawrence Taylor. It was a bold thing to do, certainly not a popular thing to do in the world of pro sports, but he did it. And I think that's going to really turn the tide for a lot of people.
I love it. We're 174 days away from the 2024 election. Let's make it too big to rig. I love it. Clay, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, Flavor Family, go to ThriveTimeshow.com. Get your tickets for this June event, 7th and 8th.
It's going
to
be epic.
It's going to be epic. Thanks again, Clay. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives! 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single, and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry! You gotta be hungry!
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there was an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo de la Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to ThriveTimeShow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well. So we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to ThriveTimeShow.com to get your tickets. Time it is. It's time for an economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Yay!
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
I love this. You got the two PhDs, yep. But you're still a man of the people. You got the Johnny Cash shirt on today. I always tell people, man, Dr. Kirk Elliott, he's not your grandpa's PhD. This guy's like super cool. And like understands how central banks work and inflation and can get into the math and the weeds. But you're still a man of the people. You've not gotten a butt. I love it.
Not just people, but dogs too. You got two little dogs running around here today, and they just come and they lick your face, and it's just amazing. So yeah,
they are the best. They are the best. In fact, the Flyover family didn't see it, but we're getting ready to record, and our dogs were like, they just came in from outside. They were so loud, which set us on this whole thing of talking about dogs, because dogs are amazing.
Dogs are the best.
They are the best.
Sorry, cat people.
They're awesome.
They are the best. They're the best. They're my little therapy animals. When you hear all the bad economic news, you always get a lick on your face from your dog, right?
That is exactly right. And that's what we need right now, because there's some crazy times. You were sending us some stuff. I don't even understand it. But I was like, okay, this can't be very good.
Okay, so this is really exciting. This is an exciting show.
Good.
So
I like exciting.
We've been talking a lot, obviously, for like 2 years about silver and why silver over gold and what's happening and how there's a ratio trade and it's going to outperform. Well, things are really starting to become absolutely set up for something amazing. So if we go back just a few weeks, the Friday before the drone strike from Iran to Israel,
okay,
there was the Western banks like London and New York banks shorted 1.2 billion ounces of silver. Why would they short silver? Well, because they wanted the price to come down. Why would they want the price to come down? Well, this manipulation game has been going on for decades, like literally since the 1940s and then the Manhattan Project and everything else, where military applications for silver are the largest consumption of silver on the planet. So I went to silverwars.org. Great research there. It's where I get a lot of my silver intel. Well, there's this article about torpedoes and missiles. So these big torpedoes and missiles, guess how much silver is in each one of them? 11,000 ounces.
In Whoa. Some of these
big, in each You're one. Kidding.
No. And so when you shoot it off, it's not like you're going to get it back, right? It blows everything to smithereens. So every time one of those big missiles or those big torpedoes that are, you know, shot from submarines and whatever, 11,000 ounces of silver goes away, never to come back again. So if you are the defense industry apparatus, right, and you are controlling the banks through like the Silver Institute and the messaging and stuff, do you want the price of silver to go up or to go down?
Down.
Oh, down for sure.
Yeah. If you're wanting to buy 11,000 ounces of silver for every single missile or torpedo, these big ones like that one on the screen right now, you want the price to be low. So this is why there's been manipulation. Well, manipulation can only work for so long until you run out of supply. At that point, who cares if you can manipulate or not? There's no supply, and you're still going to need it for military application, for electronics, for electric vehicles, for fuel cells, for solar. All of that stuff requires silver. So right before the drone shut off, 1.2 billion ounces of silver were shorted to cause the price to come down, right? So then What did China do? China, after that, decided to encourage its citizens to stop buying gold and buy silver. Why would they want to do that? Because they saw that the Western banks had 1.2 billion ounces short. So if you get everybody to buy, that's going to create more demand, lower supply. And it's not like China's small. There's 1.4 billion people there, right? But they don't even – so even if every citizen of China just bought 1 ounce,
yeah,
just 1 ounce of silver, that's 50% more than the entire global production of silver in an entire year from the mines. So, but they don't have to actually go to that extent because India has already committed to 66% of all of the mining production for the whole year. So it's like, okay, what are they doing here? See, China is, for all intents and purposes, at war with America. They want to be the world's reserve currency. They want to take over. They want to start their own central bank with their own native currency in the BRICS nations. So no more yuan or renminbi or rupee or ruble. They want their own, let's just call it the BRIC. I don't know what it's going to be called, but the BRICS nations currency is going to be the BRIC. So they want that backed by gold.
Okay.
So here's where they could, but they still have the dollar that's in the way. So if they can destroy the U.S. banking system by gobbling up so much silver that the supply runs out, and now these banks have to cover their short positions. So they covered some already because it was 1.2 billion ounces then. And I just looked like 2 days ago, the commitment of traders report, there's still 598,200,000 ounces of silver that are in short position. So they covered a bunch of it. Why would they do that? Because they know that the price is going up. See, if they had all those shorts and the price goes up, they lose money hand over fist. So they started to eliminate some of those short positions. But on this commitment of traders report, still shows there's almost 568 million ounces of silver that's short. So what does that mean? That means as time goes on here, there's going to be a short squeeze like nothing that we've ever seen because they don't have enough money to get rid of the rest of it. Right. So I think the commercial criminal bankers, basically the hedge funds and all these big institutions that are shorting silver, they're going to be squeezed. And this could actually start happening as early as this week or probably any time over the next 90 days as they have to unwind these short positions. So I would tell everybody who's owned silver, grab some popcorn, sit back. It's going to be a fun ride because yesterday silver was up like 50 or 60 cents. Today it's up another 20 or 30. And I had said over the weekend on a different show, it's like this week it could all start. And we're seeing it day after day after day. Silver starting to move up. So this is really exciting. Now, we have even probably a bigger story than that. So currencies around the globe we hear about them backing their currency with gold. Well, what did Russia just do? So this is an interesting story. So there's this economist in Russia. I'm going to butcher his name. So I don't care if I butcher his name. I want people to know his name. So Sergey Glazyev. I think it's Sergey Glazyev. He's a Russian economist. He just proposed pegging the price of 1 gram of gold to 1 barrel of oil. So what did he just do? Instead of having a currency backed by gold, he's backing another commodity that everybody needs every single day. Yeah. With gold, pegging the price. 1 gram of gold equals 1 barrel of oil. So now there's one a credit Swiss analyst named Zoltan Pozar that's analyzing the potential implications of this. And he explained that if Russia offered, if they really want to stick it to the Western banks, change the peg to 1 gram of gold equals 2 barrels of oil. Why would this matter? Because Biden over the last 2 years has eliminated the strategic oil reserves. Yeah. They're gone. And by decree, they have to replenish them. Well, who are they buying that oil from? OPEC? Well, who's part of OPEC? United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Russia. all these countries that are part of the BRICS nations, right? So if you peg oil to a gram of gold, this guy Posar, the analyst at Credit Suisse, says, if they do that, $3,600 an ounce is the target for gold. Who has the most gold in the world? China. They have 30,000 tons estimated, tons of gold. So if gold goes to $3,600 an ounce and they have 30,000 tons of it, the power shift from the West to the East just happened in one fell swoop, where they now become economically mighty, dethrone King Dollar. Although we're just sitting back, I don't know. I saw a report this morning that Biden's spending like $40 million to study the farts coming out of cows. It's like, sorry, I said the word fart, but I don't know what else to call it.
Right.
Methane emissions or whatever they want to call it. It's like, is that a wise use of funds when we've got people starving and Congress is celebrating, hey, we have $2 trillion in deficit in 2025. That's pretty good. It's like, what? It's pretty good.
What kind of authority or power? I
don't think that that's good.
No.
What kind of authority or power do they have to be able to do that, pegging it to that? Do they just simply just do it with their trades, with the nations that are in allegiance with them? You know, BRICS started with, you know, Brazil, Russia, China, India, South Africa. But then, you know, like you said, all the Saudi, you know, oil producing nations have joined. And I think, you know, a bunch of African nations as well, Zimbabwe and lots of others. So all of that trading is already happening outside of the dollar. And so that just becomes the normal in the way that they do business. So US, Canada, Western nations are sort of left on the outside looking in. If we want to participate in these transactions, then we need to do the same valuation. Or does it just become like two separate worlds where people are speaking different language and we don't interact?
It's actually easier than that. So, so a country can back their currency with whatever they want. You know, some of them want to back it with gold. So when you peg a barrel of oil to 1 gram of gold, so either the price of oil goes up as gold goes up, or the price of gold goes up as oil goes up. So here's where we have to look at. If they cut supply, which OPEC wants to do, and the price of oil goes to $90, $100, $120 a barrel, and it's pegged to gold, if it's pegged, the price of gold has to go up too. So here's where they could use something that everybody uses every single day, oil or gas, right? It all comes from the same petroleum. Sure. So if they peg that and they cut supply, the price of oil goes through the roof, the price of gold goes through the roof. China owns 30,000 tons of it. They just want to build up their balance sheet. I mean, I think it's brilliant. I absolutely think it's brilliant to peg any kind of a commodity that everybody uses to gold. And then what's silver going to do? Outperform. So here's where we're sitting on the precipice, I think, of a massive move, because this is really the first time that that's ever been considered, pegging oil to a gram of gold. And so it starts with Russia, but I think Russia's part of the BRICS nations. It's real easy to conceive how that would spread to the other OPEC producing nations that are part of BRICS.
Man, what are some indicators we can be looking at to see how this unfolds? I doubt, you know, this will be a lead story on CNN, you know, or something tonight. So how also could that affect our gas prices? How would it affect other commodities? Because there would be a major ripple effect on everything from that. You know, there's, you know, you could have a college student like, get rid of oil, and they're sitting there and they're wearing, you know, glasses everything and clothes and oil, rubber shoes, and like, you know, oils, there's pharmaceutical, I mean, everything is connected to that. So
plastic, tires, all of it, right? There's not really a good way to look at it other than just keep watching the price of gold, keep watching the price of oil, but then watch what other countries start doing to China. I would venture to guess that we, like what Trump wants to do, one of the first things that he has on his agenda is to put tariffs on Chinese goods. You're going to start to see attacking. Biden should do the same thing. Biden should put tariffs on China, but he loves China, but he's got to. I mean, he really has to put tariffs on Chinese goods or else they win everything. So now with this whole mechanism in place, with the amount of gold that China owns, well, they want the price of of gold to go up. With all the oil that's now part of the BRICS nations, they want the price of oil to go up. Since there's a peg, it doesn't matter which one of them goes up because the other one's automatically going to go up with it.
Mm.
So this is where they're playing a masterful economic game.
At some point, we're going to have to replace the oil reserves. Do you think, you know, the current administration is like, hey, we're going to kick that can and it would be on the next administration if we win? You know, if Biden is back in, then that's something that they, you know, we'll just deal with later. Or are they kind of trying to leave that kind of poop sandwich for Trump to have to eat when it comes in there? Like at some point that's going to have to be done. Addressed. That'll be addressed and taken care of.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what the ruling is or the rules on how quickly do you have to replenish that? Can it stay at zero forever or do they have a certain amount of days? I think there's a certain amount of days that they have to replenish it because it's strategic oil reserves for time of war. Well, we're entering into a war economy. They better replenish it because if we go to war and we don't have enough oil and we go to the war to the producers of the oil, like the OPEC nations, Middle East, well, then we don't have anything. So if they're wise, they better start replenishing that thing pretty quickly.
Okay. And so what you've covered so far, you were talking about, you know, what's going on with the military, with them using the silver for that, with what's going on in China with the gold. How does that affect people? And obviously with the silver, if we have silver or if we buy silver, that is could be a major increase for us as the shortage comes. But how about the gold? How does that affect us?
So there's a ratio between gold and silver today. It's at its all-time high, 85-1. So if gold goes to 3,600 and we start to keep squeezing that ratio to 60-40, well, I don't have a calculator on me, but what's 3,600 divided by 40? Let me just look real quick. 3,600 divided by 40. So at a ratio of 40-1 with gold at 3,600, that puts silver at $90 an ounce.
Wow.
So this is why we're still going into silver. I don't care what they're saying about gold. Silver will outperform as that ratio continues to squeeze. This way, when silver outperforms, we actually go into gold and we get you more gold then than what we could have purchased today. It's a strategy I've been using for over 20 years, and it's a compounding of ounces strategy. Everybody watching this show should start measuring their wealth in ounces that they control, not about paper money that they have.
Paper money, right? Because that's
a
moving target because they just print more, you know, every time. I mean, when we send a bunch of aid to Ukraine, it's not like they go into the, you know, the vault and bring out more cash to do it. It's just more debt. And it makes every dollar that people are holding, you know, worth less.
And we're seeing the silver increase right now. Is that right? So is it, so if somebody's watching, they're like, oh man, did I wait too long? Did they wait too long to buy silver at this point if it's continuing to increase it right now?
No, I mean, at that ratio of gold going up and that ratio puts silver at 90, you're not going to care if you got into silver at 22 or 25 or 30 or 35. You're really not going to care. And today it's at like 28 and a half. I mean, really, it's great. It has gone up. I mean, 70 days ago, it was 22 and something, you know, 18 months ago, it was 1797. I mean, consider that less than 18 to almost 29 in a year and a half.
Yeah.
That's incredible growth.
And we have listeners that have bought at 18 an ounce and 20 an ounce and 22 an ounce and 28 an ounce. I mean, we talk to people all the time and they're just like methodically doing chunks as they go along, and so you know it all is going to go up.
It's an exciting time.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, it's as exciting. You're talking, I was like, that is really exciting to see where we are and just putting ourselves in a great position, having something tangible versus something that you don't know that could go away at any point. So this can never go to zero, from my understanding. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, things never go to zero because they're things. Like, when was the last time a house was free, or cereal on the shelf at the grocery store was free, or gas at the gas pump was free? They never go to zero because there's a tangible, you have to get it out of the ground. You have to manufacture it. It has value. So therefore, they'll never go to zero. Like a company can go to zero. Gold and silver can't.
Blockbuster, zero.
Yep. Exactly.
You know,
it's but true.
Oil, silver, real estate, land, things. Yep. God only made so much dirt.
Man, so. That is so cool. Okay, so Flyover Family, go to flyovergold.com. There's all kinds of great information there. You can see phone number. You can call 720-605-3900 to set up a free consultation to get your questions answered. Or you can fill out your information on this form at flyovergold.com. And someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up that free consultation. You can go either way. But do it. Do it right away. Don't wait. I mean, this is an exciting time. We're seeing great things. Put your family in a great position. You'll be really glad you did. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff, and it was 75 years before, 50 years, you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
You know, when times get tough, you know, you really see kind of who rises up and who hides. You know, if there's a bully in a restaurant, you know, it's like, hey, who steps forward to do something? Who's like, oh, I didn't see anything there and move along or step aside. You know, those are kind of interesting things. And we've had that situation globally for the last 3 or 4 years, you know, going on. Human rights under attack, free speech under attack, our basic freedoms, you know, under attack. And somebody who had already kind of worked these things out in private as a human rights activist going into Asian countries and freeing sex trafficked individuals, the most vulnerable among us. And so when the lockdowns came and freedoms were taken and there was overreaches by government, like, somebody grabbed a megaphone and said, hey, I'm actually going to physically show up. Our motto is wake up, speak up, and show up. So when the time came, she was prepared to, hey, I'm gonna be a really loud annoyance to evildoers right now. And that voice rang out and woke up a lot of people. I've been in large settings, thousands of people. And when our next guest spoke, literally people stood the whole time and it was deafening, the applause, because truth rings a chord. And when somebody says and articulates something that you're like, oh, I felt that, I knew it, but nobody had said it so clearly, it wakes you up on the inside. And the ripple effects have been huge. Modern day abolitionist, he's an award-winning author. And we're going to talk a little bit today about the psychology of winning with Miss Lee Dundas.
Yay!
Wow. Pleasure to be here, guys. Oh. Thanks for having me on today.
You better believe it.
Also the last person I'd ever want to be in an argument with.
That's for sure.
For sure.
That's for sure. I remember seeing you the very first time in person. Obviously, we'd seen you online a lot, but in person at the Reopen America event in April of 2021. And at that point, and we've been now to 20-some events after that, but seeing people being moved by the things that you were saying because you were speaking so much truth. They couldn't help it. They had to stand to their feet in applause because of it. And we've seen it over and over and over again. And I'm so excited about what you are stepping into next, and so many of us being able to learn from you. So for the Flyover family that doesn't know, talk about this course that you have coming out.
Oh, well, I am super excited. It is The Psychology of the Winner. A teeny tiny Christian university in my hometown of Tustin, California approached me and said, we want you to teach a course. And I said, on what? They said, where do you think the need is greatest? I'm like, oh, I got a big answer to that. I think we need to arm our youth with all of the tricks that the deep state and the communists literally are using to brainwash the masses, get group compliance. You know, we tell our kids, hey, if your friend jumped off a cliff, would you? But we know that psychologically, that's one of our Achilles heels. We don't want to be left out of the group. So we go along to get along sometimes, even when it's not for the best. And once I debug all that programming so they can see it, spot it a mile off and avoid it, then I want to spend the rest of the class talking about the amazing power of our hearts, our minds, our spirits to overcome seemingly insurmountable odds. And the fact is, there's a growing body of quantum physics, quantum mechanics, neuroscience on life hacks that winners use to become outlier winners. There's a book that I'm going to use in my course. It's called The Culture Code. And this guy did a breakdown of groups that perform way better than they should. The Navy SEAL Team 6, why are their kill ratios 200, 400 to 1 when the Army Gren is only 20 to 1? Why is it that the San Antonio Spurs, when you look at the level of players on their roster, should be winning X amount of games, and instead they're winning 117 times more games, Stacey and David?
Wow.
Than they should be. What is that coach doing? Well, it turns out he's doing very identifiable different things than most coaches are, obviously, to get those stupendous results. And that is what we are going to give our kids and their moms and their great grandparents. I want everybody in this course because the fact of the matter is you need to know how to win, whether it's on the football field or in the war that we're fighting now. So,
oh, that's huge, because right now we definitely see that there is an attack on our kids. We're seeing it. Yeah. I mean, I think there's like 120 universities right now that there is chaos going on there. And, you know, I don't believe that they're all students. I believe that there are, you know, bad culprits that have kind of been paid for to be there, but students have jumped in on that as well. And so it's like, okay, how do we help our kids? We're not equipping them very well when they're leaving to go to college. Yeah. And I'm so excited about this course you're teaching. I want to play everybody a video about the course because I was fired up when I saw it. I was like, this is absolutely amazing.
And we get to take it.
And we get to, exactly. So check this video out.
Hey, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Lee Dundas. I am a human rights attorney. You know, the last 4 years have brought a ton of challenges that made parents and teenagers and kids and just people everywhere feel at a loss, overwhelmed, scared sometimes, just really not knowing what to do, a little bit powerless. But against that backdrop, we saw interesting individuals arise who were able to effectively combat the same challenges we were all facing to make their lives, their towns, their communities a bit safer for themselves, for their kids, for their workplaces. And that got me sort of looking at what makes one guy who has dealt the same hand rise above it and overcome it, whereas the guy sitting next to him just bows down to it, apathetically goes into agreement with it, and really becomes at the effect of the situation. What separates those two people, the psychology of the loser and the psychology of the winner? They did a study once where they gave five-year-olds these stiff, uncooked pieces of spaghetti, one marshmallow, a little bit of scotch tape, and said, go make the tallest structure you can. And wouldn't you know it, this group of five-year-old kindergartners routinely was able to build a taller structure than a group of MBA students, a group of attorneys like myself, and a group of Fortune 500 CEOs. What do the five-year-olds know that the adults in the room don't, right? Why is it that when you add one negative Nelly, one Susie Slacker personality to a small group scene, it will drop that small group's productivity by 40%? Why is it that when you put a rat in a barrel of water, he'll usually give up the ghost around minute 15? But if you rescue him right before he's about to sink to the bottom and you say, hey, you can do it, and then you throw him back into the drink, that rat will not just swim another 15 minutes, he'll swim for 3 days. What is it that separates people who lose from people who win? And how do we harness the energy and harness our brain power to make sure that we're in the group that wins? That is what this class is going to be about. That is what I am so excited to teach our kids, our teenagers, parents, grandparents, whoever you might be worldwide. It's going to be about 4.5, 5 hours. 4 Saturdays in a row during the month of May. You can come in person, you can come online, but whatever you do, make sure you come because you are going to get a recipe for winning that is absolutely essential for your survival. I look forward to seeing you there.
To sign up, go to leedundas.com and click the education tab.
Wow, let's take it down. now.
I'm ready now.
That's so exciting.
Those are great tips, and it's inspirational, applicable. And I think in a world where kids are given so much information that is not necessary, and it feels like our population has been intentionally made dumb, sick, and broke. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I think if you're dumb, sick, and you're broke, if you're not healthy, if you're vulnerable, you're fearful, you're pretty easy to control. Mm-hmm. I don't think kids coming out of that classroom are going to be easy to control. They're going to, sounds like they're going to be thinkers, and I'm going to do it virtually. So
I love it.
Awesome. Yeah. I want them to be thinkers. I want them to be doers. Khrushchev said in the 50s, 56, I believe, I'll take America without firing a single shot. I will destroy her from within. And even prior to the pandemic, when you interviewed our college-aged youth at normal American universities, fully 51%, more than half, said they thought it would be cool to live in a socialist or communist country. We knew the 45 communist goals that were read aloud into our congressional record in the 60s, it was a Democrat congressman from Florida who actually read them in. He wanted to alert America to what was coming down the pike. Their goals were to take over the political, one or both political parties, but also to take over the schools. Because when you control the youth, sure, you control the whole rest of the country from that point forward. Yeah. They wanted to use the schools as a conveyor belt to disseminate communist socialist propaganda. They wanted to soften our curriculum, normalize perversion and obscenity and all the stuff that we're seeing, and destroy the nuclear family, destroy the church, get rid of school prayer. And when you look around, they've done that. And we need, it's not irreversible at this point, but we need to act now. And we need to recognize that what you're seeing on the college campuses, it's not even what it appears to be. We have investigative journalists going in to the planning meetings. There's not a single teacher or student there. These are communist groups, like the Communist Revolutionaries of America, planning these things. And when you go arrest the kids at least on the West Coast campuses, there's not a single kid there. These are not Democrat or Republican college kids. They're not professors. They're not the janitor at the college. They are literally foreign strangers pushing a political agenda. And that's just the staging ground. But we need to take it back.
I totally agree. Okay, so for people that are listening, what are the details? When does the course start? Do they have to watch them every week live? What does it look like?
You don't have to watch it every week live. The course starts this Saturday, May 18th. But if you're sitting there in the audience going, darn it, that's right when my summer vacation with the kids starts, do not worry. You can take this class like you watch a Netflix. Hopefully you're not watching Netflix, but you get the idea. Like you watch a Netflix movie. You could watch it Wednesday. You could watch it in July. You could watch it in September. But you do have to register for the course, and you should do that this week so that you're getting the pricing. Right now, online to watch this course, if you live in flyover country like David and Stacy, or you live in Texas or Maine, $99 online. If you happen to live in Orange County and you want to come live, you can also register live. If your kid needs college credit or wants dual high school, homeschool college credit for when they hit college in a year or two, it's a slightly higher price tag, but it's still worth its weight in gold. It's comparable to an actual Psych 101 college course and what you'd pay for that. So it's no different pricing there. But if you don't need the college credit because you're old like all of us, just take it. Take it to get the data, because there is an actual Betty Crocker Make a Cookie recipe for how to win at a mindset, at a spiritual level, and with the right tools. You don't change your flat tire, and you know this, David, you don't change a flat tire with a steak knife and a soup spoon. They're great tools to eat lunch and dinner with, but you know, you need the right tools, and that's what we're going to be going over in this course.
You know, we say on the show all the time, people are sitting back hoping that Donald Trump would do 80 million things to save our country. Mm-hmm. The real answer is 80 million of us doing one thing each day to save our own country. So this empowers people. Whatever happens, you know, 174 days from now, we need Americans to be equipped mentally, to be stronger, to not cower, to actually understand what their rights are and how to apply them, and put a little carbon fiber in their spine. As we wrap up, give us a couple of tips that, like, people listening right now, like, okay, I work at the car dealership, sure, and I sell houses, or I do whatever. Like, what's something they can apply to their day right now to be a winner?
So if you have a cell phone, you can make a TV commercial, you can raise money amongst your friends, and you can get it aired on CNN, Fox, MSNBC every hour on the hour. You just pay the rate. And that's how we got rid of the vaccine passport plan, was airing a Holocaust survivor TV ad calling out how this was a Nazi plan. So literally, I didn't learn to do that at law school. Nobody at the doctor level learned to do that in med school, but a sixth grader with a cell phone can do it, and you just need to raise a bit of money. If you feed your kid an egg a day, they will be measurably higher on an IQ test at the end of the year. If you do Superman pose and you look at the ceiling and you put your hands on your hips and you puff your chest out, you'll drop your cortisol 40%, the bad stress chemical that makes you fat, and you up your testosterone almost 20%, and you make better decisions and you win more that day from just doing Superman 2 minutes a day. There's all sorts of things like this. It's going to be jam-packed with things little, like I just gave you, and big, that will change your life. LeeDundas.com. Heads up, my mother gave me extra letters in my first name. There's five letters. It's LeeIghDundas.com. Click the education tab and sign up. I don't care if you're online or in person, but whatever you do, sign up, because this might be a life-saving course.
I totally agree. It's absolutely amazing. And then before we let you go, you got to talk a little bit about your book, Just Stand Up. You can get it at LeeDundas.com or on Amazon. But that is another tool that people can have as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me plug it, Stacey. Clay Clark told me I needed a book. I caught a cold. I wrote it in 8 days, 399 pages. There's color photos of my brothel work in the middle of it. You get to go to Cambodia to be in a brothel without actually having to risk your life to do it. And again, I'm talking about tips and tricks that I learned the hard way on how to survive and how to win. And I'd be honored if you bought it. It's called Just Stand Up, My Fight for Freedom from the Brothels of Asia to the Streets of America. Also available on my website or on Amazon. Go to LeeDundas.com and get either the course or the book. But if you get the course, you're going to end up with the book anyway, because I'm going to teach a couple chapters from the book about how we can take back America and keep it great. Because you know what? We are living in the best country in the world. Lots of people shed lots of blood to keep it free, and we owe it to our kids to give it to them in a better state than it's in now. And we can do this, and we will do this. We just need the data to do it with, and that's what I'm going to be teaching about.
I love it. That is amazing. Okay, Flyover family, go to LeeDundas, LeeIghDundas.com. Make sure you register for the class and get her book. Thanks again, Lee. We really appreciate your time.
For those of you that are my age, or maybe even, you know, a little older in that range, you probably remember this commercial. Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guarantee if there's a cut in the supply chain due to weather, any other kind of political attack, we're in election year, your kids are going to be looking at you saying that exact same thing if all you've stored is rice, beans, and maybe some pudding. They're like, where's the beef? They want to substitute real beef for stuff made in a lab.
It's alive.
Even if you're, you know, kind of a prepared person, you've got a few things stored, it's hard to take care of the protein source in a way that's still enjoyable. These prices are so good and the beef isn't in such good quality, you could be storing this beef and use it on a regular basis. This could be part of your Taco Tuesday experience because you don't have to worry about storing it in a freeze location.
The girl has tacos.
So go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. Again, flyovermeat.com, promo code FLYOVER.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point, at real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Never got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally.
A new world order.
These allegations are false.
Weapons of mass destruction.
The USA Patriot Act.
The blueprint for large corporations.
We once were, we are no longer a Christian nation.
Donald Trump confirmed that he is considering a run in 2016.
Do it.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
He will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump will never be elected
President of the United States.
And people are watching these results come in.
We're going to make this decision now. Donald Trump will be the 45th President of the United States.
Does it ever seem to you that President Trump has done more than any president in modern history?
And in the 10 years I've been involved in politics, I've never seen an administration hit the ground running like this.
I could spend the rest of the hour laying out the accomplishments under the Trump presidency despite everything thrown at him.
Mark has just had his 12th straight record close.
He's taking action to save as many kids as they can.
We were energy independent under the Trump administration.
More Americans reported being employed than ever.
Helping those who have served our country in the military to get access
to mental health care.
The Great American Outdoors Act is the largest single piece of legislation to support our national parks and public lands.
Created more than 7 million good-paying jobs.
Websites can be held liable in court for having sex trafficking content.
The Abraham Accords, which for any other president would have been multiple peace prizes.
America did not enter into a foreign war.
Employment rate in the U.S. fell to 3.5%.
The First Step Act eases federal sentencing for nonviolent offenders.
Increased funding for historically black colleges and universities.
Allows terminally ill patients easier access to experimental drugs.
Kept the inflation rate low.
Honored with the Bipartisan Justice Award.
Had a massive MS-13 gang problem.
3.9% is the unemployment rate.
Requiring airports to provide lactation rooms for breastfeeding mothers.
Middle class family income increased nearly $6,000.
A dramatic escalation in his crackdown on illegal immigration.
An advocate for educational choice.
Tariffs on Mexico and Canada.
An act preventing animal cruelty and torture.
Taking out Baghdadi, the head of ISIS, Soleimani, the Iranian general.
Save Our Seas Act, commitment to environmental issues.
We're saying Merry Christmas again.
Community development in low-income urban and rural communities.
Help us to remember the importance of fighting off tyranny.
Pulling out of UNESCO, the World Health Organization, the Paris Climate Accords, reassessing NATO and the United Nations.
Stood up for Christianity and the Constitution more than any president in American modern history.
We are stopping the attacks on Judeo-Christian values.
Do you miss me yet?
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.